With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Declaring an end to the age of terror and death and the historic dawn of a new Middle East, President Trump has addressed the Israeli parliament, the Knesset.
We gather on a day of profound joy, of soaring hope, of renewed faith, and above all, a day to give our deepest thanks to the Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
It is a day of wild celebration in Israel brought about by implementation of phase one of the Trump-Gaza ceasefire hostage release deal.
Hamas has released all remaining living hostages held in Gaza as part of a ceasefire pausing 2 years of war that pummeled the Gaza Strip, killed tens of thousands of Palestinians, and had left scores of captives in militant hands. The 20 will be reunited with their families and undergo medical checks. Over 1,900 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel are also to be released as part of the deal. The bodies of the remaining 28 dead hostages are also to be handed over as part of the deal, although the exact timing remains unclear. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel has started releasing more than 1,900 Palestinian prisoners and detainees, holding up its end of the deal. And now preparations are underway for a peace summit in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. There was a brief disruption during President Trump's Knesset speech. However, the disruptors were quickly removed from the legislative chamber. At President Trump's direction, members of the military are being paid despite the government shutdown, now in its 13th day. Billions in unused Pentagon research money has been redirected to pay members of the military. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 348 points higher. This is SRN News. Pro-life activists in Virginia issue a warning.
The state holds the elections for the legislature next month, and the outcome will decide the fate of an abortion amendment. Democrats have been pushing that ballot measure, which would enshrine abortion in the Virginia Constitution. And if enough of them are elected in November, the amendment will advance. Pro-life citizens are being urged to get out and vote and do anything else they can to support candidates who would kill the amendment. Michael Harrington reporting.
Counterterrorism police in Britain say the assailant in this month's attack on a synagogue in the city of Manchester left two people dead and pledged allegiance to ISIS. The man called emergency dispatchers during his deadly attack on October 2nd to pledge his allegiance to the Muslim terror group. The assailant was shot dead by police outside the Heaton Park Congregation Synagogue in Manchester after he rammed a car into pedestrians, attacked them with a knife, tried to force his way into the building. This is SRN News. The White House is warning of the damaging impact of the ongoing government shutdown.
Vice President J.D. Vance is warning of deeper cuts to the federal workforce the longer the government shutdown goes on. As the shutdown entered its 12th day, Vance warned the new cuts would be painful, even as he said the Trump administration is working to ensure that the military would be paid and some services would be preserved for low-income Americans, including food assistance. Hundreds of thousands of workers have been furloughed in recent days. In a court filing on Friday, the White House said well over 4,000 employees would soon be fired. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's been no word on what led to yesterday morning's deadly mass shooting at a crowded bar on St. Helena Island, South Carolina. Four people killed, 20 others injured. Four of them are in the hospital. Last check, they were in critical condition. More details at SRNNews.com.